normally at this point on Friday afternoons, we check into John Mack's office at the NBC studios in Burbank, California, where he's working on the monologue for Jay Leno for The Tonight Show. But he hasn't been in that office for several days now because he and the rest of the members of the Writers Guild of America have been out on strike, which I guess means that we can go to him live on a picket line somewhere. Is that where you are, John?
That I am. I have just veered off the picket line to get a little privacy here.
Now, have you actually been walking the picket line?
I personally have been putting in a minimum of 4 hours a day, and there are three very good reasons for it.
Yeah?
The first is I really do believe in our cause.
Okay.
I mean, the second thing is I really believe in showing solidarity with my other writers. And third, the food is tremendous. I am not making this up. Today, and I'm not making this up, we had delivered us Philly cheesesteaks, pretzels, In-N-Out burgers. Prince 75 Bistro had these little ham and cheese croissants. We had two types of bottled water. We had apples, we had brownies, we had chocolate chip cookies. And that was just breakfast.
That's better craft services than you get at the studio.
It was, and of course, and one of the writers said, well, I'm a vegetarian. You know, and he says, that's my choice. And I said, you know, when you're in Darfur, no, your choice is whatever food it is that happens to fall dead in front of you.
You're not exactly in Darfur. You're across the street from Johnny Carson Park there.
Well, that's true. Well, actually, today we were in front of Fox. We were down in, we were all picketing in front of the big Fox studios.
Really?
There. And so there was like 3,000 of us there.
So you 3,000?
Yeah, there's 3,000 writers there.
So you're rotating from one venue to another?
Well, everyone gathered there today. Normally, you know, we're each at our own individual venues, but we all met today outside Fox. The idea was a mass rally, and it was amazing because Tom Arnold was there.
No.
Which is generally you don't get a chance to meet Tom unless you're valet parking.
Yeah. Does he still have the vest, by the way?
Oddly, he did.
Yeah, of course he did.
Oddly, he did. But actually, the truth is there was a lot of two of the Baldwins were there. I don't know which ones.
Well, not Alec. He's probably in New York at the 30 Rock picketed session.
He was, but he called in on his cell phone.
Oh. Is my daughter there?
Exactly. Julie Louise Dreyfus was there, and she's been incredibly supportive. She's been great.
And I heard that Jay came out on Monday with donuts for you guys or something?
Jay's been out there every day.
Oh, yeah?
Visiting us. Although he actually had to jump out of the way. It was pretty scary because Ellen tried to run us all over with her Porsche.
You know, next time you see her coming, grab a dog.
Exactly. So what does this say about someone who took 2 days off because a dog went to the wrong house, and yet she throws her own brother, a writer, under a bus?
Yeah. Is that true? Her brother's a writer on the show?
Yeah. But she justified it in the sense that she said that she actually stopped her car one day after she came in the back entrance, but she said she wasn't hiding from anyone, and told us that she had to do the show because people come from all over the country to see her, which of course then prompted me to say, well, why don't you do a show for free for them in the parking lot? Which is then when she tried to run over my foot.
So she is continuing to do her show?
Yes, but she said she feels bad, and so that makes me feel a lot better.
Did she cry like she did for the dog?
No, because we're only human beings.
Right, why would you do that?
Yeah, no, she's getting really ripped for this. She's the only one who's doing this. Everybody else, you know, is. And again, I mean, the point is at some point the studios can force the performers back under their contract, and they have to go. And otherwise, in one sense, all the people who aren't writers will then get laid off. So they in essence, then have to go back. And we understand that. They can't use written material. But you don't have to. I mean, she didn't even slow down. I mean, it's the slow down driving through the gate.
And I understand that some of the other people who are not just writers, but actually run their shows, like Mark Sherry at Desperate Housewives and J.J. Abrams and his people at Lost, because they are writers themselves, even though they may be the producers and showrunners, haven't they essentially said, look, that's it, we're not making the show?
Yeah, that's exactly right. There's been tremendous solidarity. I mean, people tend, you know, it is a little bit depressing, so they had spiritual guidance for us, and I was assigned to talk to a priest. My luck, it was the priest chasing Conan O'Brien.
Well, they keep it in the NBC family for you.
Speaking of the NBC family, he goes, you're a fine-looking one, son.
Oh, man. Paul Harris talking with TV comedy writer John Max, who for the last 5 days has been picket line walker John Max. By the way, what kind of impact is this having on your family? Do the kids know that daddy's not making any money this week?
Well, you know something, you know, with my family, there's complete solidarity. They basically said, get out and get another job.
Solidarity on their part, not on yours.
Exactly. I mean, basically, you know, my kids are there say, well, does this mean we only have two TVs each?
Hollywood kids, what are you going to do?
Exactly. I mean, they're saying, you know, I mean, my daughter actually said to me, you know, it's going to happen one day that I'm not going to meet the right guy to go valet park my Mercedes. It's actually getting violent out there.
What do you mean?
On the picket line. I actually cut two producers with my wit today and bludgeoned another with a quip.
Now, wait a second. You're not supposed to be actually out there writing jokes.
No.
By the way, we should point out John is ad-libbing everything he's doing here today.
Nothing is written. This is all spontaneity.
It's all pencils down, and you're living by your wits.
Well, and that's my family could starve. I'll be honest. It's a bit, you know, I mean, our spirits are high. We're marching. I think this thing hopefully will be resolved, you know, soon.
I had a guy in here last hour by name of James Gunn, who's written some movies and TV shows, and he was actually working on the new Ben Stiller project, and he said, you know, that's now gone by the wayside, and, you know, he says, it's going to cost me financially, but I really believe in what we're fighting for here because it's the long term, and we've got to do it now. Is that the sense that you get from your fellow writers?
Yeah, and you know, again, without getting into the issue, I mean, my daughter, in all seriousness, who's a wonderful child, and all her friends don't watch TV. They watch their computers. They have streaming video. They watch the shows there. They've
never seen Heroes on NBC. They've only seen it on NBC.com.
Correct. And that is how they watch it. And what happens is NBC is making money from that. NBC is selling advertising time on that and not giving the writers a cent. When I say not a cent, let me rephrase that. Not a cent.
Yeah.
And the idea is that, you know, TV is going to change. One day we're all going to have little chips in our head and watch, you know, visuals in the back of our eyeballs or something. And we provide the content and we need the money. And my wife needs to have some work done, she told me. And all these things are going to cost.
Well, listen, as a content provider myself, I'm with you here. Is it true, by the way, that Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger is getting involved in this as a mediator?
You know, I have heard stories that the governor, I mean, he has obviously friends on both sides. And more importantly, his concern is the economic impact. Because the truth is, in the end, I'll, you know, have enough money to live on, you know, the rest of my life as long as I die by Sunday. It's an old joke. By the way, not written by me, written 30 years ago.
Right, right.
So,
in other words, when people ask you, how are things going, you say, I'm not buying a 2008 calendar yet.
Exactly. But what happens is that you know, I really feel sorry for the people who are going to get laid off. You know, the people that, you know, the receptionist, secretaries, the crew people, the cue card people, you know, all those people who, you know, when the production shuts down, they're going to, you know, it affects them too.
Yep.
And obviously I feel bad, and I think the governor does, and, you know, wants to get involved in that.
But he hasn't shown up for the buffet yet?
He is not showing up for the buffet. I mean, let's put it this way. You know, if this buffet doesn't keep going, we keep marching this, we're all going to look like Amy Winehouse in a couple weeks.
Well, I can't wait to see the tattoos and the pictures, John.
It's going to be lovely.
Good luck. I'll talk to you next week from outside or inside the building, either way.
You bet. Take care, Paul.
Thank you very much. John Max, TV comedy writer who is on the picket line this week, and the way things look, probably for the foreseeable future as well, which means no Tonight Show with Jay Leno and the competitors, you know, Letterman and Conan and Jimmy Kimmel and Craig Ferguson and Jon Stewart and Stephen Colbert. They're all on kind of this enforced hiatus until further notice. And I told you yesterday that 24 probably won't be starting its season at the regular time in January. Lost may or may not go. They have 8 episodes of that in the can, and they want to run all of the episodes for the whole season. They don't want to do one of those interrupted seasons again. So ABC is still thinking about what to do there. Plus, a lot of the other primetime shows, even if they do have more scripts in the can, a lot of the people who work on those shows are saying, we're not going to make any more, even if you do have the script right now. And part of that is that the rule says if you do use a script that's already written but the writers are on strike, you can't change a word. So maybe it's like the Kelsey Grammer, Patricia Heaton show, Back to You. They may want to make more episodes of that, but it means no one can ad-lib. No one can come in and say, this joke didn't work in front of the audience. Let's put another one in there. All of that is affecting what you're going to be watching on TV. Maybe not for the next couple of weeks during November sweeps, but certainly going forward after that. And we'll keep you posted because we've got this insider right there in John Max here on the Paul Harris Show on News Talk 1120 KMOX.